In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're continuing with Volume 15, April 14th, 1923. Louisa says, I was thinking about all that my always lovable Jesus keeps manifesting to me about his most holy divine will. So this is something that is so beautiful, is Jesus keeps on giving these knowledges, these truths, these manifestations, these promises to Louisa. And Louisa would always be focusing on reading, studying, and putting into practice these truths of this great gift of the most holy divine will. And she says, and many doubts and difficulties arose within my mind, which I don't believe it is necessary to say here. So she was told to write everything down, but this was in her mind. Everything that Jesus said, she was to write down. She promised her spiritual director that this is what she would do. Louisa did not want to write anything down because she felt this was just between Jesus and Louisa. And this intimacy, Louisa didn't want to talk about. But the priest says, under the pain of sin, you must tell everything, write down everything that Jesus tells you. So these doubts, these difficulties, Jesus tells us later on, at the end of Louisa's life, were the doubts and the difficulties that we have about the divine will. And Jesus gave to Louisa all the doubts, all our worries, all our fears, and this was given to Louisa in order that Louisa would ask Jesus a question. What about this? Or why is this happening? How about this or that? And Jesus wanted this done so that Jesus could answer all our questions. The interesting thing is Jesus says that all of your questions are answered when you read the Book of Heaven. All of your questions are answered. And when we read, when we study, when we put this into practice, like Louisa, what happens at that point is there's no more questions. Jesus is answering everything that we want to know. Jesus is answering every question. He's helping us get closer and closer to this life that Jesus and Mary gave to Louisa. So when we see Louisa questioning all the time, poor Louisa, we are the ones that filled Louisa with doubts, filled Louisa with difficulties in her mind. Because Jesus wanted to answer us. He wanted to answer our questions. So don't ever think that Louisa is doubting. She never doubted. At the end of her life, she said to Jesus, I'm sorry I doubted. I'm sorry I was worried. I'm sorry I was fearful this whole time. And Jesus says, you never left the divine will. You were always in the divine will. These doubts, these questions, these difficulties were all the little children of the holy divine will who had doubts, questions, and difficulties. And he answered us through Louisa. So poor Louisa, she not only had to be in bed for 64 years, 70 years, but she also had to be tormented by our questions, our doubts, our fears, our anxieties. And she would give them to Jesus, and Jesus would always say, you must know this, or be attentive to this. He's telling us how to live in the divine will, All our questions will be answered. There's nothing to worry about. Keep on reading. If you have a question, keep on reading, keep on studying, keep on putting this life alive in us, and your questions will be answered. Sooner or later, you're going to read a line that Jesus has specifically for you, and he's going to say, this is your answer. Be peaceful. So the more peaceful we are, the more joyful we are, the more happy we are, the more we are living the life of heaven, this that Jesus has manifested to Louisa. So she says, then moving in my interior and clasping me tightly to his sacred heart, Jesus told me. So where is Jesus? He always tells us he's in the interior of Louisa. He's one with Louisa. She's the newborn. She's the firstborn. She has the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary. And what Jesus is trying to have us become aware of is Jesus, Mary, and Louisa are one. They have braided themselves together like hair, three strands of hair braided together. And after a while, it's all becomes one. That is also what Jesus wants to do with us. So he moved in the interior of Louisa and clasps Louisa tightly to his heart. And he tells Louisa, beloved daughter of my most holy divine will, you must know. Here's the command of Jesus. You must know this. Now he's saying this to Louisa to answer our question. So when we read, you must know, Jesus is speaking to us. I'm going to clarify for you your doubts. Don't worry about that. Your difficulties, don't worry about that. I'm going to explain to you. And if we listen to Jesus, if we listen to the word of God, what happens is we become joyful. We become peaceful. We become happy. He says, you must know this, that when I do great works, works in which the whole human family is to take part, always if it wants. So he doesn't force us. If we want this, it's going to be given to us. If we don't want it, God can't give it to us. And that's why he keeps on telling us, I'll give you as much as you want. It'll be overflowing. This is how much I want to fill you, as much as you want. So if we want this, he says, my usual way, Jesus says, is to centralize all the goods and all the graces which this work contains in one single creature. So he's showing us that Let's look at the Sacred Heart of Jesus. He gave this to St. Margaret Mary. Let's look at Divine Mercy. He gave this to St. Faustina. When we read the lives of the saints, we begin to understand this gift that God is giving to all the world. Well, now he wants to give the gift of gifts, the prodigy of prodigies, to all of mankind, and he's using Louisa. He's chosen Louisa, where he will fill her with truths, with knowledges about the divine will. He will fill us with, as he says to Louisa, manifesting this gift of the divine will. He will fill us with these promises. And as we continue to read, he keeps on expanding our capacity to understand more, to take more from God. He's giving this to us freely. So the more that we want this gift, the more he will give it to us. So what the Lord is showing is he's with Louisa's heart. He centralized everything in the goods, all the graces in Louisa, the single creature, so that other souls may draw as much as they want of that good as though from a font. So here is this huge font of water. And We're in the desert. He says you can have as much as you want. You can dive into this if you want. I want to fill you to overflowing with this great gift of the divine will. So the Lord has chosen us to be alive at this time, to read, to study, and to put into practice this great gift, this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies that was given to Luisa Picaretta, this great gift of the most holy divine will. So great things are in store. Great things are coming. Great things are going to happen. And our Lord is asking us, would you be willing to be the first little children of the holy divine will? And our response is always fiat. Our response is always yes. And when we learn the fiat, when we learn to say fiat, what happens is everything becomes positive, because we enter into this fiat of God. When God said fiat lux, let there be light, the universe began. When Our Lady said fiat mihi, the incarnation took place. And now with Luisa, the fiat voluntas tua, this may your kingdom come and reign in this earth, this dust on earth as it is in heaven. So God wants to fill us with this great gift. And he's asking us, do you want this? And if we say yes, if we say fiat, if we say fiat, great things are in store. So the Lord has got great, great plans. But he says this, when I, God, do individual works, I give limited things. Okay? When I do works which must serve the good of all of mankind, I give things without limit. So what we know is that we can have this gift as much as we want or as little as we want. 30, 60, or 100-fold. God wants to fill us to our capacity. And St. Teresa tells us, if you love God the size of a thimble, God will fill that thimble, fill that love that you have for God, that you want from God, and you'll be happy for all eternity. If you fill it to the size of a bathtub, Jesus says to St. Teresa, I will fill it and you'll be happy for all eternity. Jesus is asking us through Luisa to dive into this infinite ocean of love. Not just to take a cup of it, but to dive into this infinite ocean of love and never come out. To participate in the love of God, to participate in this true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. The saints were given how to possess a virtue or two of Jesus, a virtue or two of Mary. But our Lord is asking us to allow him, the Lord God Almighty, to give us not just a thimbleful, not just a bathtubful, but to dive into this infinite ocean of God, infinite ocean of love. So what Jesus is teaching Luisa is very, very important. What Jesus is showing Luisa is how to begin to live this abundant life. So the Lord looks at us and he says, I want to give this to you. Why do we know this? Because Jesus has given us the book of heaven. And that's the thing that is so amazing. Our God loves us so much that he's got great, great plans. He's got great, great things. So we'll end there with a blessing. As soon as I find my cross, may the blessing of Almighty God come upon us all, the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.